The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Poems, with their wealth of vivid images and their ability to move back and forth in time, have always felt cinematic to me, like films whose action plays out in your mind's eye. Today's poem, Hotel, by Lorna D. Cervantes, chronicles the end of a long relationship. I start out feeling as if I'm peering in through windows at dark, shadowy film noir scenes. Later, it's like I'm watching horses gallop across the widescreen in epic fashion. Later still, the scenes feel intimate and interior, like quiet moments in cinema verite. Hotel, by Lorna D. Cervantes, for John. I couldn't see in this light, even if I wished. The black grillwork over black, cool upon coal, kisses me back in an icy press, not wanting anything but to fall as the empty trash cans mingle below with the smell of feral cats. Flailing moon the color of suds over this factory of artifice, moored in the poverty of my untouched element, downed like a dog struck by a diesel, one headlamp flaring before my shadow's dust buries its past in a crescent of mirth. Lost now in this anonymity of barely knowing you, my body would go unsearched for in the rubble. Who could remember my odor, my perfect strangeness at a glance? Life leaves through the gate of an ache, where you are, a vanishing landscape. Do I dare it back? I don't know where you go anymore when you escape into that vast wilderness of our legal separation. Your memory rises from the knocking pipes, a sudden heat, a blast of blood. Where does it go? The galloping horses I hear are not hooves, but my heart kicking in its swollen stall. But you take things as a letting go, like a beacon that opens a lens cap to our past. You take off the dark like this snow-strewn alley, a radiance, but no light of mine. Jealous, as an abandoned child, I had no word for father. It floated in heaven like friend or famine. It rose like a muscle and punctuated my dreams, the ones of ruined houses, of countries like this one, where the faces of whores and the working poor are my own. You had Irish eyes, the color of old ice. What you lost was first love and a word for forever, like evergreen, oceanic, fossil. My bones could grind themselves to salt, and I would still be this aging woman, this battered lifeline. History never has been kind to a loser. What do I see when morning chops ice into jade? What ring could I trade now for the freedom to bleed? What would I remember of a hearth where the flags of my silks beat at half-mast, where I studied a sure vocabulary of snow? I had to leave before I could hear it, the sound of dishwater in a steamed house, the singing of water on white porcelain, cooling like clots seeping through a wound, our collision of tensions, a viscous rendered fat, divorced, releasing. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. Listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.